Good morning and welcome to MF Radio, the voice of Marcos Fortin School. We are very proud to produce this very special program in which we are going to talk just in English. And today we've got several students. We have to say that they are very brave to be here, magnificent courage. And they have prepared some special contents to talk about. We are going to talk about healthy eating, so it's great of our primary students have prepared incredible contents. We hope you enjoyed them a lot. Of course, we are going to listen to some good music too. And we've got very special guests today. We've got Rosa, we've got Isabel, and there's a special surprise for the last part of the program. And we're not going to waste any more time. Here it starts. This is MF Radio, the voice of Marcos Fortin School.
It's time for me to rise. Sun shines warm, cold and nice. Tummy's a little empty, I realize. Oh no, I'm going to be late. But what about what's on my plate? Mom says the most important meal can't wait.
Hello friends, today we are going to talk about breakfast. Why is breakfast the most important meal of the day? When you wake up in the morning, it's generally been 8 to 12 hours since your last meal. It's never a good idea to skip breakfast. Breakfast makes you healthier and happier. Sometimes, mommy says, the most important meal can't wait, because a healthy breakfast will make you grow up. Who makes breakfast in your house? Mom, dad, older brothers or sisters, or do it yourself. You need to eat foods like cereal, bread, eggs, milk, one piece of fruit. I think you start out eating your breakfast. What a wonderful way to start the day. Pancakes or cornflakes, fruit juice, you can make up your mind. Now, I'm going to ask you, what do you have for breakfast? Are you ready? What do you have for breakfast, Aaron?
I have a glass of milk with cocoa.
Do you like milk?
Yes, I do.
Okay. What do you have for breakfast, Galo?
I have apple juice.
Do you like apple juice?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, Isan, what do you have for breakfast?
Breakfast, a toast with oil.
Do you like olive oil?
Yes, I do.
Okay. What do you have for breakfast, Mohammed?
I have a piece of fruit.
Do you like fruit?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much for taking part in our first English radio program. See you soon.
And now we're going to go on with grade 2 students. They are here. Come on.
Let's make lunch. Let's make lunch. Come on, come on. Let's make lunch. Bread, tomatoes, cheese and ham too. Come on, come on, let's make lunch. Let's make lunch.
The City and the Country Mouse. Once upon a time, there was a little mouse. Her name was Molly, and she lived in a small house in the country.
I like in the country. It's quiet.
Marco the mouse is Molly's friend. He lives in a big house in the city.
I like the city. It's noisy.
One day, Marco visits Molly in the country.
Hello, Molly. I'm here.
Hello, Marco.
We're in the country.
At lunch time, Molly gives Marco some bread and cheese.
Bread and cheese? I don't like bread and cheese. In the city, with delicious food,
wheat and pizza and ice cream. Come on, the city with me.
Oh, yes!
So Molly goes to the city with Marco.
This is my house, Molly. Come on in.
It's fantastic.
It's lunchtime.
I'm hungry. Eat ham. Look, tomatoes, pizza,
and ice cream.
But suddenly, they hear a noise. Meow!
Where's a...
It's a cow. Run, Molly, run!
The two mice ran away.
It was
to the country.
No, Molly. In the city,
we've got ham, tomatoes, pizza, and ice cream.
I am a big cat too. I like in the country. Bye, Marco.
And Molly goes back to the country.
Feel my way through the darkness. Guided by a beating heart, I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. Well, that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older, all this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over.
And now let's talk about more healthy food. Oh, I know, vegetables. Do you like vegetables?
Yes!
Vegetables and the for lunch and dinner.
There are lots of different types. They can be lots of colors, shapes, and sizes.
We can eat different parts of vegetable. For example, broccoli, that is the flower and the leaf of a lettuce.
Yes, we can eat the bowl. Like onions, the root like carrots, the stalk like celery, and the fruit like tomatoes.
Vegetables are delicious!
Yummy!
And now let's sing a song. Are you ready to boogie?
Yes!
I'm going to get some vegetables, some herbs and leafy greens.
Curly kale and broccoli.
Brussels sprouts and parsley.
Brussels, sprouts and parsley.
I'm going to get some vegetables, some lovely leafy greens, and red peppers, green peppers, yellow peppers,
red peppers, green peppers, yellow peppers,
celery, celery, so crunchy,
celery, celery, so crunchy.
Put them all into the pot.
Add a little chili if you like things hot.
I'm going to get some vegetables, some tasty roots and shoots, turnips, watercress and yam,
turnips, watercress and yam,
radishes and onion,
radishes and onion.
I'm going to get some vegetables, some tasty roots and shoots, and red peppers, green peppers, yellow peppers,
red peppers, green peppers, yellow peppers,
celery, celery, so crunchy,
celery, celery, so crunchy.
Put them all into the pot.
Add a little chili if you like things hot.
Oh, aubergine, you're such a dream. Oh, aubergine.
Okay, incredible, very good. And as a special surprise for our students is Caroline, our American teacher. Thanks for coming. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
She's doing an incredible work here at school, helping our students with the foreign language. And as we are celebrating the Healthy Habits Week in just a few days, I wanted to ask you if you can tell us something about healthy eating in the USA.
Okay, I think it's very important to eat healthy every day. We like to eat healthy in the United States too. A typical day for me there, I would have cereal with milk for breakfast and maybe a banana or some other fruit. I like to have another piece of fruit for snack. I have a sweet tooth. And then for lunch, usually a sandwich or a salad. If I have a sandwich, I like to have it on whole grain or wheat bread to make sure I get lots of fiber. And then again, sometimes I'll have some nuts or a piece of fruit for a snack in the afternoon. For dinner, I like to stay lighter as well, maybe another salad or some pasta. My mom's a great cook, so that helps. And every once in a while, I'll have dessert, but I really try to keep it to a low level, maybe once or twice a week.
Okay, thank you so much, and thanks for your work with our students.
I'm happy to be here.
They're red, they're white, they're brown. They get that way underground. There can't be much to do. So now they have blue ones too. We don't care what they look like, we'll eat them. Any way they can fit on our plate. Every way we can conjure to eat them. We're delighted and think they're just great. Potato, 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 potato. Sometimes we ditch the skin to eat what it's holding in. Sometimes we'd rather please have just the outside with cheese. They have eyes, but they do not have faces. I don't know if their feelings get hurt by just hanging around in dark places where they only can stare at the dirt.
Potato, 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 potato.
Oh, I'm getting hungry. What if we cook something?
Oh, yes, I'm hungry too. Do you like potatoes?
Yes, but I prefer baked potatoes. To make baked potatoes, you can need one baked potato per person and the filling.
First, we wash the potatoes, break them with a fork and wrap them in foil to bake them in the oven for an hour. When they are nearly ready, chop and grate the ingredients for the filling.
Different filling can be made. You can make brown filling with yogurt, chopped cucumber, and prunes.
If you like cheese, you can make a cheese filling with grated carrot, half a slice of pineapple, and grated cheese.
If you prefer some fish, make a tuna filling with 1 tablespoon of mayonnaise, 1 tablespoon of chopped
spring onion, some squid corn, and tinned tuna fish.
And the last filling, ham filling. Chop one slice of ham, add 1 tablespoon of sour cream and 1 tablespoon of chopped.
When potatoes are soft, unwrap them and make a cross section cut in each of them. Finally, spoon the filling into the cut in the potatoes.
It's better if you eat the potato. The potato straight while really hot. You can see it with green salad.
Enjoy your potato.
In a month when you said you needed space. What? Then you come around again and say, baby, I miss you and I swear I'm gonna change. Trust me, remember how that lasted for a day? I say, I hate you, we break up, you call me, I love you. Ooh, 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 we call.
So we've got here grade 5 students here. They are Andres and Jesus. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you fine?
Fine, thank you.
Great. They have been working in class about healthy eating and they are going to tell us something about their likes and dislikes. So Jesus, what can you tell us?
I love cherries and apples. I like oranges and pineapples. I don't like onions or carrots. I hate broccoli and salad.
I love pasta with meat and chips. I like plums. I don't like salad. I hate beans.
Fantastic, great work. And they have been designing a healthy menu that we can follow. We want to be healthy. We want to stay fit. So, Andres, can you tell us your healthy menu, please?
Yes. Breakfast, milk with cereals, a piece of fruit, and orange juice. Breakfast. Cheese sandwich. Lunch. Pasta sausage with chips. Snack. Watermelon. Dinner. Green beans and apple for dessert.
Great. And Jesus?
For breakfast, milk, eggs and an apple. Break, mandarin. Lunch, fish, salad and an orange and cheese. Snack, meat sandwich, yogurt and cherries. For dinner, pasta, bread and milk.
Okay, so excellent. And finally, we've got here Joaquin and Farid. They are grade 6 students. Good morning, guys. And they have been preparing an interview to our special guest star from today. So you can start, Farid.
Hello. We are grade 6 students. This year, a new teacher is helping us with English, and we want to ask her some questions we've prepared. Hello. What's your name?
Hello, my name is Caroline.
Is it difficult to speak Spanish?
I'm trying to learn some Spanish. It's been hard at first, but everyone's been really helpful and is teaching me a lot as I go.
Are you going to stay here in Zaragoza for a long time?
I will be here until June, and then I'm moving to Madrid.
Do you like Marcos Frechina School?
I don't like Marcos Frechina. I love Marcos Frechina School.
Do you like Spanish food?
Yes, I love Spanish food.
What's your favorite?
I think my favorite Spanish food would have to be octopus.
Do you like Zaragoza?
So much. Again, I Don't like it? I love it.
What's your favorite place?
My favorite place in Zaragoza that I've been is the Aljaferia. I think the architecture and the gardens are really beautiful.
Is it your first time in Spain?
Yes, this is my first time to Spain.
Have you got family in Spain?
No, no family, but I've made some great friends.
Have you got any brother or sister?
Nope, I'm an only child, just me, my mom and dad.
Where are you from?
I'm from Lexington, Kentucky.
Which part of the USA?
I'd say it's the southeast.
Did your parents like it when you come to Spain?
They were very happy that I got to come to Spain, but I think they were sad at the same time to see me go. I think. I'm not sure. Maybe they weren't sad.
Thanks a lot for coming to our radio and help us with English. Now we're going to listen an American song especially dedicated to Caroline.
Thanks.
So we are very sorry to say time is finished. We hope you enjoyed this very special program. This is English special program. We've been working very hard to produce it. And we're going to say thank you again to all the children who were here. And of course, we don't forget Rosa, Isabel and Caroline. They have made a great work with her children. Thanks a lot. We're coming tomorrow morning again with Mr. Mariano students. And remember, this is MF Radio, the voice of Marcos Fortin School. Maybe be a baby tonight.
Kicks the silence off into your room. Kiss me slow and softly.